helping the farm as well, because a man used to run a farm in the back of the house called Whitney, and we used to go into the farm and help with the haymaking during the summertime, and that was great fun. The man had a steam engine there, which just had to ride on sometimes. Great fun. We used to walk across the fields when the bull wasn't in the field. Of course, got chased by him once. That was really hairy. We had to hop over this metal fence rather rapid. We used to walk right across the farm field, climb over a metal fence, and there was a river, I remember, running eventually to Brockenhurst, I think. And we just playing around at the water's edge and throw stones and whatever, you know, skimming across the water, like kids do, you know. And to me, it was like going on safari. As a young kid, I was probably about 11 or 12 by then, and it was good fun to get out into the open air and the fields and the trees and the forest, you know. There was always, they had cooks there, of course, to cook for the kids, and they always produced some good food. Where it used to come from, probably the farms and things like that, where they used to produce their own produce, and therefore it's freely available from farm work, but not from shops and things, you know. Apples, pears, plums. Plums I remember particularly. They'd be, what do you call them? Big plums. I forget what they call them, there's a special name for them. Oh, like egg plums, you know, they were quite beautiful to eat. Mum used to eat too many of them. But nobody said you couldn't have any more, you know. Everything seemed to be plentiful. I loved it there.